And as we get a sense of the precarity of life, what we want to do is to create new life. And some uncanny energy keeps lying in this place where we have archived our precarious life. And we ought to be careful mending anything that went against our spiritual willing. The obstinacy to follow our intuition can be so strong that sooner or later the conformist will have to come down and talk to us. And fully devoted to our own faith, it will let us out from the same door it has let us in. And there is not real struggle to form our purity without a limited sense of its deprivation. And much of the social depression is due to the fact that humans cannot take care of their nature. And in today's flexibility, we cannot excuse our conduct based on the environment around us, as we can easily change it. And the shamanic power within us we shall protect from the social obsession to rationalize. It is never frontally but collaterally that the best manifestations of ourselves emerge. And nothing is wrong with any enterprise, not even the spiritual, until it is dogmatically imposed onto others. And even if depression might follow our intuitive undertaking, in the long run our integrity will be stronger. Only by appropriating ourselves of a place in the sublime, we will be able to uplift our spirit over any possible corruption. And it is the constant waiting and gaining of social recognition that deteriorate our talent. And in order to maintain what is old alive, new meaning has to apply to it. And the accelerating progress of the media turns the physical past obsolete and the future ephemeral. And increasingly so, the only way left for us to assess reality is through the virtual. And the duties of social conformism are the one hindering the development of our nature and the duties that come with it. And to pursue our willing, society will leave us completely poor unless we are very serious about it. And to build resorts by the undrinkable water of the sea, we have finally polluted all the drinkable waters. And the only administration we shall carry is the one dedicated to our spiritual enterprise and its intimate surrounding. And if we only believe in it, everything, even the smallest details, we start to have a purpose in our destiny. And once we have been much down to secure ourselves a mid-range base, we shall start up our spiritual expedition. And true beauty only shines when everyone draws back to their natural place. We may get lost searching in the artificial, but at last is only nature that can guide us. an exposure to the solar nature is all we need to fight for. And we may as well retain our status as sedentary, being most nomadic. And if on one end we ought to keep control on ourselves, on the other we ought to keep small to do so. And we ought to be light anarchist in the social congestion, and a strong archivist in the personal realm. And we may move someone emotionally, but at first we shall remove their idleness and inspire their virtue. And while we are doomed into a gray social destiny, all our effort should be put in consolidating solar poetry and maintaining a sophisticated intellectualism. Is like maintaining oneself below the water or above the sky by aid of the technology, and only walking with your own feet and using your own hands you can demonstrate the courage of being. And any social form, even the lightest, will come to friction with the intimate manifestations of a developed soul. And the core of our spirituality should be based on a symphony with nature that avoids any dogmas or superstitions coming from the artificial. And our instinct to survive as social animals bring out ugliness that only a spiritual bond with nature can transcend. And we shall depart from the black circuit of dogmatic religions and open up for the endless horizon of our natural being. And we shall be reluctant of the possession of any form of materiality and invest it all for the formation of a base to host our spirituality. And whatever culture emerges in the urban environment is a culture that comes to signify the lack of a natural exposure. And while initially we need ourselves alone to develop a spiritual scheme, later we will need the support of others to realize it. And despite our macro corruption brought forth by the media, we can still devise a discipline to keep up our virtue. And once the height of our spirit is reached, ethical concerns becomes too big to participate actively to the consumer world. And unless we use our intuition, the more opportunities we get, the more we will get enslaved. Stop calling and let others seek for you when the depth of your silence will become too unbearable. And if for half of our lives we shall move around seeking for a goal, the other half we shall stay somewhere and realize it. By becoming recorders of time, we are automatically thrown onto the margins of spaces. And let our childish game determine the seriousness of our adult life. And the sole role of society should be to find and facilitate the willing in the soul of every person. As the water of a river going through many territories, we can also maintain our purity by focusing at the source of ourselves. And why should we polish the work of others when there is much to construct of our own? And with today technologies, a local view alone would be too banal to pretend to represent the multitude of human life. And no type of anger can be justified but the one of creative flowers left in the cold shadow. And not only we should have an intermediate approach to the technological amplification we are experiencing, but overall to life itself. And man can be judged not only for his moving forward, but also for his willing to return and thus complete his trip. And the real essence of nature can only be tested through an uncompromising willing of letting ourselves dissolve in it. And one last resolve to own a part of nature, to protect it from the economic logic of other people. And paradoxically, we ought to become a technology to protect our natural resources from technology. Knowing that our natural autonomy is undermined, a priori we shall disagree with any pole of the social debate. And the viciousness we encounter through our social captivation should only set higher the goal we set in nature.